The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Yeah, here we go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. It is Saturday. It's August 24th. Looking over there, my traveling friend. Hey, Rose Gray, welcome back.
I am a traveling girl this summer, huh?
She's a traveling girl.
I am.
Just get back from Alaska.
I did.
Yeah, that was your 10th or 11th?
10th.
We weren't sure.
10th.
All right, so Rose is fresh back from Alaska, so she is able to answer any Alaska question that you have that she...
The most important question is, which of the Alaska shows will you be attending? That's the big question, because there's so many of them.
So if Alaska looks like it's going to be something on your travel schedule for 2020, you definitely want to join us at one of the shows, and there's a zillion.
Yep.
Perhaps not that many, but there's a lot.
There are a lot, because we at Fox World Travel send more people to the state of Alaska than any other travel agency in the state.
Get out of Dodge.
It's true.
That's your job.
That's our job. Getting out of Dodge is my job.
All right. So just recap it real quick. Tell me about your trip, your group.
Well, so what was very cool about this one was that the weather was so cooperative. We really sometimes do scare people off a little bit when we talk about the weather.
You got some sort of Alaska juju going, don't you?
Oh, man, on this trip for sure. Let me tell you, when we got to Denali, and I was very fortunate to stay in one of the upgraded rooms at the new River View Suite property, there was a letter in everybody's room that said, due to rock slides, the Denali Tundra Wilderness Tour, which, as you know, at Fox, we absolutely insist that you go on when you go on one of our tours rather than the 4-hour natural history tour. Well, the 8-hour Tundra Wilderness Tour had been reduced to 4 or 4.5 hours because they were only going to be able to go in partway because of rock slides. They had so much rain. It was so dry in Alaska. That's why the wildfires are happening right now, that they got 4 inches of rain in very little time, and it caused rock slides in Denali. And for somebody who's ever been on that Tundra Wilderness Tour, imagine you're on this thin gravel road, this narrow gravel road, and there are rocks coming down pelting you, and there is no place for these drivers to pull over because this road is so narrow. And so for safety reasons, and because there happened to be a perfectly dry day coming up, they decided to just close the road, and rather than keep putting little Band-Aids on the problem, do a major fix.
Oh, okay.
So I was preparing our guests. All right, you may not see as much wildlife as we had hoped, because that part of the tour is where the moose hang out. That's moose habitat. So we might see some moose. It's very, very densely dense foliage, and I don't know what we'll see. Well, get this. We saw caribou. We saw a porcupine. We saw a grizzly bear. We saw many moose, and we saw more than some of the people the day before that had been on the full tour. Yep. How about that?
So Rose Gray, obviously the Alaskan good luck charm.
That was one. And then here's the other one. We always include a whale watching when we do Juneau on this tour that I do. I have probably seen I've been whale watching probably 6 times in Hawaii and probably 6 times in Alaska. I've only seen this once before.
It's actually called attempting to whale watch.
Exactly. Yeah. It was bubble feeding. So this bubble net feeding, apparently, if I've got this right, and somebody, marine biologist, can call and correct me, humpback whales' throats are very, very, very small. And so they eat krill and things like that that can easily slide down. Even if they get a big fish, they have to spit it out because they can't swallow it. But herring, apparently, is something that they can eat. But they're very fast. And so what they do is the herring. So the whale
faster than a whale? Imagine that.
Faster than a
whale.
Lightning fast.
All right.
So they circle around them and they blow these bubbles up to push these herrings up. And then you can see the snouts, if you will, or the heads of the whale bouncing up as they're eating these fish in a frenzy of bubbles. And it was phenomenal. It was just mind-blowing.
Awesome. Amazing. And, yeah. And you guys actually saw Denali.
We did.
Right? Which is tough because it gets clouded over.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even though we would have loved to go in another 30 miles where we would have a turnaround spot that would have afforded us a much more magnificent view, we saw the mountain. And it is a male, I did find out. Is it she or is it he? Masculine. We saw Denali in all his glory.
Way to go, Denali.
Way to go, Denali.
Cool. All right. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Rose is back from trip number
10.
All right. Trip number 11 will be next year. We'll talk more about how you could join Rose on that as well. So we got a lot to talk about today, and you can join us at 414-799-1620. Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line, Fox World Travel Show, WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, Rose is back. Rose is back from Alaska. It's 9:16 at WTMJ. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. And let's get right to the phones because we're going to get busy today. Let's go to Jerry and Racine. Hey, Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. Good you had a good trip there, Rosemary.
Thanks.
But I'm asking a call about we're going to Italy in March or April, between them two. Well, I want to know the weather-wise. We're going to go to Rome, the Vatican, Florence, and I think another city, and it's 11 days. But what kind of clothing should we get?
Well, it's one of those things where you're probably going to need to layer up a little bit because it still can get pretty cool in the evenings, especially on the days that you're going to be in cities close to water.
Okay.
So if you're going to be in Venice or you're going to be in Rome or maybe the Amalfi Coast or something like that, those evenings can probably get a little cold because you're going to be on the water. Throughout the day, it's going to be very spring-like, just like it would be here, probably a little bit drier and a little bit warmer inland.
As of like today weather?
What's that?
As of like today weather?
Yeah, I would say that's a perfect example. It's going to be very much like today, very cool and can be a little chilly at night.
Very good. Thank
good.
You.
Good. Enjoy that trick.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jerry. Yeah, that's going to be a good one. All right. Let's head to Brookfield. Hey, Paul.
Hello. Am I on the air?
Yeah.
You are on the air.
Okay. Hi, Rose. I guess you had a good Alaska trip. We had a good one a few years back. Enjoyed it. My question today is about international travel. We're taking a cruise up to Canada and then coming back, and I'm focusing specifically on the trip back. We'll get into Quebec City, fly back to Montreal. In Montreal, we will be going through U.S. Customs there, apparently. And I'm a first-time international traveler. The Montreal Airport website says that there's an automated kiosk where you can scan your passport, have a photo taken, and answer some questions and do some preparatory work to speed up the customs process.
Right. Have you ever flown? Oh, so you've never traveled internationally and you've never come into O'Hare internationally?
Correct.
Okay. It's the same exact process in Vancouver, in Montreal, as it is in Chicago. There are kiosks, and you queue up for the kiosks, and rather than going and speaking to a customs officer, you are basically pushing your passport into a slot. It scans it. It asks you a few questions. Are you bringing back any food? Have you been on a farm? All the things they would ask on a regular customs form. And then you have a few seconds to look into a screen and take a picture, and you get a receipt that looks very much like, do you remember what facsimile or fax paper used to feel like?
Yes.
You can think back. So it's a piece of paper that's sort of like that, and that is your customs form. And now you have cleared U.S. customs in Canada, and you're good to go once you land.
Okay, looking at the flight schedules, we'll come into Montreal, and I think we have 95 minutes to arrive in Montreal, deplane, go through U.S. Customs, find out wherever that is. I'm not sure where it is in the Montreal airport, then find the gate to the flight to O'Hare.
Well, you won't have to look too hard to find the customs area because when you deplane, they will route you through customs. You can't bypass it. They force you to go through it. So it's not like you have to seek that out. They're going to direct you right to customs.
For an amateur like me, that sounds exactly like what I need.
And then after that, yep, you just go through. It's pretty easy. Montreal isn't that big of an airport. It's certainly not as big as O'Hare. And then, voila, you just go on to your connecting flight.
Okay, cool. Let's go to Whitewater. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how we doing?
Hey, it's a reunion.
Yeah, we had a great time. It was a wonderful trip.
And did you feel like we got shortchanged on any part of it due to that whole rock slide business or any of that?
Oh, not at all. As a matter of fact, I'm a little ADHD, so the 5 hours was just fine. You know, we saw everything we wanted to see. So both my wife and I and the people we traveled with felt that way. That, and obviously, we don't know what the rest of it was like, so it's hard to say, but a fantastic trip. And I want to thank you for taking care of my friend that first day.
Oh, you're welcome.
I don't think your listeners probably understand all that you do when you're out and about, but he was pretty sick, almost got sent home that first day, and your caring and checking in on him certainly made a difference. They got there about 14 hours before we did. So
no, I'm not surprised. Are you, Dave? Not at all.
Not a bit.
Nope.
Not a bit.
Nope.
But what a great trip. As Rose was saying, the weather was perfect. We saw things that most people don't see. The whale watching, the girl that had our boat had only seen that bubble netting like once or twice before. She was so excited about it. After she got done talking about it, she just said, I have to sit down and just be happy for a minute. She was just excited.
Yeah, we just did luck out. We had the good fox juju going on. We got to see Denali. We got to see the bubble feeding. We got to see more wildlife than I could have hoped for with the shortened tour in Denali. So thank you for the call, and thank you for saying such kind things.
Well, that's another thing. That's why you should go with travel professionals, because stuff happens, and then the travel professional who is with you and representing you can take care of the situation. Sounds like you swooped in. Nice job, Rose.
Thank you.
Not expected. not a surprise, rather. That is what is expected with the level of service from Fox. It's 9:22. We're going to be back in a bit. Join us 414-799-1620. Hackett and Mortgage Talk and Text Line at WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
924 WTMJ, 70 degrees. High today is going to be 74. Sunny, pleasant. Tonight, clear, cool, down to 58. Sunny, mild tomorrow. Going to be breezy day with a high of 77. Hitting 82 on Monday. Showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Last night's forecast was talking about like an inch of rain on Monday, but I'm not seeing it now, so we'll see. We shall see. Rose Gray is back from Alaska. Let's go to Hugh in West Alice. Good morning, Hugh. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. My wife and I are both retired, and we'd like to travel to Florida to see Disney World, but I had heard that certain times of the year, or most of the times of the year, sometimes you have to wait 3-4 hours to see a certain attraction. Well, in Europe, what would you say would be the best time to go down, and it could be at any time of the year?
Well, there's a couple of things to think about. One time that's really, first of all, you're absolutely right, I should say. It's never going to be not busy. It's just a gigantic global attraction, and it's going to be busy all the time. It's going to be less busy right after school starts. So the beginning of September, the first 3 weeks of September, something like that. Even so much into October. The big, big days, of course, are going to be any holidays. President's Day is huge. Apparently, it is the busiest time, even busier than spring break or Christmas. The first couple weeks of December between Thanksgiving and Christmas are less expensive and less busy. So those are things to keep in mind. I should tell you that if you stop in at one of our offices, we have a number of people who are considered Disney specialists. And so they would be the ones that could even help you out more by letting you know when these great specials that include free Disney dining pop up. And it's usually during non-busy times. And that's a great value for somebody that's got pretty much the whole year to go, and you can take advantage of that as well. So the weather isn't always spectacular, but the lines are less busy. These Disney specialists can also help you figure out how to do what are called fast passes. So instead of waiting in line for 3 hours for an attraction, you get a one-hour window whereby you get to be in a fast pass line and maybe stand in line 20 minutes for that same attraction. And these Disney specialists can help you with that as well.
You guys are pretty stacked with Disney specialists too, don't you? Like four or five that are like super...
Yep, we and those are like the supers. And then we've got another four or five that are, I mean, wow, these people are dedicated Disney fans.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
There you go. So there you go, Fox World Travel, Hugh. They can help you out. It's 9:28 on the Fox World Travel Show. Shall we talk about our trip to Norway, my friend?
We should definitely talk about that.
All right. So Rose and I next July are going to Norway, a little bit of Denmark, and it is going to be a spectacular trip. Really looking forward to it. Rose and I have kind of talked about maybe doing something for a couple of years, but this is an opportunity. This is where my father's side is from. So it's into Oslo, which is the big city. It's over to Bergen, over on the west coast, and then it's down the west coast, and it's just every single time I pick up the brochure, I get more and more excited about it, and we got some room.
We have some room. We should tell people there's about 8 seats left because this is an Insight vacation. Insight Vacations limits their groups to 40 because of the way the motor coach is configured. So if you have any even speculation about doing spectacular Scandinavia, now would be the time to do your investigating and jump on board.
Cool. All right. And that is coming up again in July.
July of next year.
We're going to miss the Democratic National Convention.
We had that all planned out, didn't we?
Yeah. I told my wife, I said, you know, we can make a lot of money renting our house as an Airbnb.
Did she go for that?
Nope. That was two letters came back on the text. Nope.
No, thanks.
Nope. No, thanks. So, all right. So, let's see. All right, we only got about a minute before the news, but we're going to tell you a little bit after the news. We're going to talk about the Alaska travel shows because as soon as the season is winding down, which is now, the planning starts for next season. Alaska is, it should be on everybody's bucket list. The trips now are so amazing because it's both inland and then it's also on the water, and it's a wonderful combination. You can do Alaska about any way you want, but you definitely need to do it the Fox way, and we'll talk about the you've got what it's got to be like 10 shows coming up.
Oh, we do. We have that many. We're going to do some Sheboygan, Milwaukee, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh this upcoming week. Then we've got a couple after Labor Day, and then we go into the following week. So we've got pretty many shows going on. We think we've got something close to you. If you live in a drivable area of Milwaukee, you should be able to make one of the shows.
Great. That's on the way. We'll do that after the news.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, here we go. Rose Gray is back from trip number 10 to Alaska. It is Saturday. It's August 24th. Let's put her back to work at 414-799-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and text line at WTMJ. Nice text came in earlier from John and Eileen from Des Plaines, Illinois. Attended the Fox Travel Show on Wednesday in Brookfield. Great show. Learned a lot. Hey, in the Fox World, in the Fox Travel magazine for July and August, we saw a Talk River cruise that includes a Munich Oktoberfest. Cruise starts in Amsterdam, ends in Munich. Any experience with Talk? How would you rate them, Rose?
Highest. Yeah, in my ranking system, when I call out cruise lines based on department stores, they are Neiman Marcus.
Oh,
so yeah.
Oh,
it's creme de la creme.
Okay. All right. And I know that that was a Globus show, right? You love Globus.
We do. And what's so great about it is the show is called Your World, Your Way, because Globus can now offer all five continents. You can do the great parts of the United States. You can do Antarctica. You can do anything with Globus. And then they've got a lovely additional perk by being the parent company of Avalon Waterways. You know how many times Tom Faze has been on Avalon Waterways. He loves them. I was on with Gene Miller. We did Burgundy and Provence this past June. Outstanding. And I'm going to tell you this. I have the authority to give everybody who's listening
I have the authority.
The extra $100 show credit if you book by the 4th of September. Even if you weren't at the show and you like one of the many, many, many groups, Spectacular Switzerland, or you want to do one of the Rhine River cruises with Avalon, or you want to do South Africa with Elizabeth Kramer, or any of those. If you book between now, as the sound of my voice, and the 4th of September, and you were not at the show, we'll still give you the $100 show discount.
Aren't you the fairy godmother?
I am.
You are. Okay. Alaska travel shows. There's a bunch. Here we go. So today's the 24th, the 26th, which is Monday, right? Sheboygan.
Yeah.
All right. So it's Alaska travel shows coming to Sheboygan.
Yeah. And that's our first one. Poor Sheboygan sometimes does get the last show of the season. And what that means is that Colleen and I are exhausted. Maybe we're not at the top of our game. No, that's not what that means. It means that there maybe isn't the inventory left because people come to these shows and they book immediately. So Sheboygan. And then it says Pewaukee, which threw me off a little bit. It's the old Country Springs Hotel. It's now called Ingleside Hotel, which is the old Country Springs Hotel, and then Fond du Lac in Oshkosh this week, and then the 3rd of September Green Bay, the 4th of September Brookfield, Kimberley the 10th of September, and Green Bay again the 11th of September. So we have eight shows. Eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shows. Yeah. Yeah.
Just a couple.
Yep.
Just a couple.
So come to a show. Even if you're not going to go till 2021, it's never too early to start learning about Alaska. It's a gigantic destination. And we know you've got to do some investigating. How do I do it? How do I see the great state of Alaska?
Here's a question. Now, you've always been on an organized tour. I don't know if you've driven it, but let's go to Keith and Kohler. Hey, Keith.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Now, Rose, I spent some time in Alaska years ago, but that's history. I'm interested in the cruise from probably Vancouver or Seattle up to Skagway.
Yep.
And then over the pass to Dawson City. And the question is, can I rent a car in Dawson City and drive from there to Tok Junction down to Kenai in Alaska? Can I rent a car to drive the, I think it's called the Top of the World
Highway? It is called the Top of the World Highway. So, yes, you can. You may run into something that Danny experienced on his last trip, the drop charge, because you're going to be picking up in Canada and you're going to be dropping in Alaska. Right?
Well, everything costs money these days.
Right.
No, Keith, listen to this. So I picked up a car in Missoula, Montana, but my flight was out of North Dakota. And the drop charge was going to be $1,500 because I wasn't dropping it at the same airport. And there was no way around it until I found a third-party site to do it. So just be careful of that.
Right. But we can help you with that. And the highway itself, when you drove it many years ago, what kind of condition was the highway in?
This was in the 60s, and I was up there panning for gold. It was mainly gravel, and it was pretty primitive, but I presume it's changed.
Oh, you're going to be so very surprised at how much it has changed. Wow. So you were one of those gold panners.
Oh, we used to live up there, part of the military, then worked there for a couple of years. We went up to a place called Chicken, Alaska, which is on that highway. And the Chicken...
You know what they... Keith, let me just interrupt you. You know why they say they call that place Chicken? Because they saw ptarmigan and they couldn't spell it. Do you believe that?
Well, I believe that. I really do.
Keith, we got to have a beer with you sometime. You sound like an interesting gentleman.
Well, I'd like to think so, basically, but I would love to. And, yeah, I'm planning. I want to go to Alaska and just I'm not interested in Denali, or I've done that, and the train, et cetera, in Fairbanks. I went to school there for a while. Anyway, but you're telling me, other than the drop charge, it's possible. It can be done, and... There's people who sell or rent cars, essentially.
Absolutely, for sure. Yep, no doubt about it.
Cool.
You will love it. Going back, wow, how nostalgic, how cool is that?
For sure. All right, Keith, thank you for the call. We're going to take a break. 414-799-1620. Academic Mortgage Talk and Text Line at WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
944 WTMJ, 68 degrees high. Today is going to be 74. Rose Gray is here from Fox World Travel, also a part-time Brewers pitching consultant who was also at the game last night.
I was at the game last night. So we're saying to my grandson, all right, you might see a no-hitter. Let's just sit tight. I know you're kind of tired because the kid did go to Brewer Baseball Academy all week.
Oh, and he had
which
a blast.
Which was outstanding for anybody that ever considers sending their child to that. But, so he had done that all day. He had been on a bus to Miller Park. He played ball in Miller Park as part of the ending of this academy, turned right around with my husband and I and drove back to Miller Park for the game last night. And he was exhausted. We kept saying, come on, we're going to stick it out because this is going to be a no hitter. There's no way council's going to pull him.
Okay.
And I will not comment any further. Unlike your previous guest who had something to say about
Eric
that.
Was great.
He was. And yes. We were disappointed. I get it. It was a pitch count and all of that.
I know. So. It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. He has slightly more major league experience than you and I.
Yes.
Yeah.
For
there you
sure.
go. All right. Rose is here. How about you? 414-799-1620. Accident Mortgage talk and text line. Rose came back from her 10th trip to Alaska. Does everybody get the red jackets when you go?
They all get the red jackets. And now people, on one of the trips after mine, they were posting, they've got new names like the Canadian Marching Band.
It did look like the Canadian Marching Band. It looked great because, so Rose on Facebook posts lots and lots of pictures, and it was fun because it felt like I was traveling along with you. But man, you guys took over.
Oh, and we did. And at one point in time, the Yukon trip, which Colleen was doing with two motor coaches, that was 88 people, and our Denali trip, as we call it, which was 96 people, were all in Denali National Park at the McKinley Chalets at the same time.
Draining every ounce of beer.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do they serve beer?
They do serve beer.
Do they? All right.
They absolutely serve beer.
Hey, quick text question. Good morning. My lovely wife and I are planning a long-desired trip to England next March. We want to do our own thing, use public transportation to get around both London and the country. Are there long-term passes which will work on both the underground and the rails? So that would be, there's that thing that's been around forever. Isn't that
the London Pass.
Okay.
Oh, you're thinking of the Eurail Pass.
Eurail Pass,
and
yeah.
You can get a Brit Pass that would work as well. There's all kinds of different ways you can do it. My best advice to you is, even though you feel like you want to be a DIYer, you can still do it yourself with our help. We can help you with the passes. We can help you with the rail tickets. Those rail tickets have to be purchased in advance to get the discounts. You can't buy them when you get there. So let one of our specialists help you with that.
Okay. Let's go to Conemaugh. Hey, Sandy. Good morning.
Good morning, Rose. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
We are looking to take my mother. This has been on her bucket list forever, and time is not standing still. So we're looking to take her next summer, but we don't want to go on a big ship. We want a smaller, more intimate, and she wants to see the parks and be able to do things on land. What do you recommend?
There is a company which is called UnCruise, which I know sounds pretty unattractive, but that's really what it's called. And it's an exploration type ship that has a much, much smaller 60, 80, I don't know, cabins on it, something like that. And you will have that kind of experience much more in depth. Now, with that said, I should also tell you that when you do a Holland America cruise, oftentimes you're on a ship that maybe has between 15 and 1,800 people on it. So
that's better, not the 5,000, 3,000. Yeah.
Exactly. When we were in Ketchikan, we were in port with the Norwegian Bliss. And it's a beautiful, brand new ship, but it is gigantic. Absolutely gigantic. So if you have the wherewithal and you really are thinking about it, maybe see if you can't come to one of our shows and see if one of those Holland America trips might work for you with those smaller ships.
Smaller ships, perfect. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sandy. All right, we will break. Going to be back. Got a question about the Galapagos. We'll do that next. The Fox World Travel Show, 414-799-1620. Back in a mortgage talk and text line. If you call now, we can squeeze you in.
Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 9:52 at WTMJ, 70 degrees. Rose Gray is back from trip number 10 to Alaska. We were talking earlier about a global, was it Global Pass?
Yes. So I'm thinking some caller had a question about, the question reads, do you need to apply for it beforehand instead of just scanning your passport? I think this is referencing Global Entry. And Global Entry is not the same as the TSA pre-check that you can get. But what it does for $100 for 5 years gives you the opportunity to bypass that line of people who are waiting for the kiosks to scan to go through customs, and gives you a whole set of your own kiosks because you have Global Entry. You've been vetted, as it were. And so if you can get Global Entry, yeah, it's the best thing ever.
Hey, what's the best way to do the Galapagos Islands? Because somebody texted in, they were looking for recommendations, but do people like cruise to it, or you have to headquarters somewhere else, right?
Right.
And then go in. And then they had a follow-up. I've seen more intimate that are 7 to 10 days. Are there mainstream ships that stop for 3 to 4 days? How long do you stop at the Galapagos?
No, you're basically on an island for a day, and then you move on, kind of a thing. So you've got to kind of hop around a little bit, and most of the time those are going out of Quito, but not always. There's so many different ways to see the Galapagos, but I do encourage anybody who is looking to go to the Galapagos Islands, which is off of Ecuador, as it were, to do it now, because just like any of these crazy natural UNESCO World Heritage type things, they're going to pull the plug on some of these because they're being abused.
Because we're wrecking it.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
For lack of a better term, they're being abused. You know, and that brings up a great segue into something I did want to mention. For those of you who are still thinking about doing the Incas trip, do you remember a couple of weeks ago we had Elizabeth Kramer in, and she was talking about the treasures of Incas, and this is going to be an outstanding trip. And in the event that after you got finished with this great 12-day trip, which is Machu Picchu and the Sacred Valley and Cusco and Lake Titicaca and Puno and all the things that you want to do in Peru, you could partner that up with a Galapagos trip at the end of that. That's often what people do, actually. They do Machu Picchu and the Galapagos. So consider that. If you're thinking about doing that, now's the time to sign up. Elizabeth is great. Her South Africa trip is got like 6 seats left on it. So
she was in 3 weeks ago.
I think it was. Yeah,
really fun. So we're friends on Facebook now. She's a goat farmer.
She's a
goat rancher.
Farmer. Yes.
I guess
she
I don't
is.
Know if you farm goats. No, you ranch goats, don't you?
You love goats.
But anyway, so yeah, she's got the goats. She's got the goats. So,
yeah. Everybody that travels with her just comes back raving about how much fun they had and how adventuresome she was. And, you know, I'm standing on the bridge waving at the whitewater rafters when I'm in Alaska. She's in it.
Yeah. Okay. Text question. Hey, Rose, got a question about Ireland. My wife and I are going on October, the first 2 weeks in October, wondering about the weather and what kind of clothing they should take. So October, is it similar to here? Because we actually have decent weather in October.
We do. And actually, that's not as rainy as one would think. Something we always tell people, just like we tell them when they're traveling to Ketchikan, Alaska, there's a reason that we tell people to bring rain gear. Ireland is not the Emerald Isle because it doesn't have rain. So it's emerald and green and beautiful and lush because of the amount of rain that it gets. So always be prepared. A rain slicker or a rain coat or something waterproof is absolutely necessary. Because how great is it? Then you can get one of those little pubs, and you can shake that slicker off, and all the water just runs off and you're nice and dry, because there's nothing worse than sitting in wet clothing.
And then you have a pint or two and everything is a whole lot better.
That's right. And you're nice and warm then.
Well, let me tell you know, I'm kind of a gear guy. I love gear, and there's no bad weather. There's just bad gear. So, yes.
We're not prepared, and we try very hard when we go have people go on our group trips to make sure that they understand what it takes to be prepared for everything. And it doesn't mean you have to pack more than 50 pounds. You can do it lightly.
So Rose got back from Alaska. That was trip number 10. It was for 2019, 2020. 2020 is being planned. If you are interested, here are the shows that are coming to your area. Monday, let's just start with the dates. The 26th, the Alaska Travel Show happens in Sheboygan. On the 27th in Pewaukee. 28th, it'll be in Fond du Lac. The 29th, it'll be in Oshkosh. Now, there's an onstage Alaska event in Green Bay. It's a little different, right? That's on September 3rd.
You're right.
Same thing September 4th for Brookfield. The Alaska Travel Show happens September 10th in Kimberley. And then September 11th, the Alaska Travel Show in Green Bay. So Sheboygan, Pewaukee, Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Brookfield, Kimberley, and again in Green Bay. Boom.
Yeah. And you need to, like, pick one. RSVP, please. Just out of the goodness of your heart, so we've got the right amount of refreshments and, more importantly, the right amount of chairs and the right amount of collateral, brochures and handouts and all the things that we give you at these shows. And some little secret I'm just going to let out very briefly. All these years, Colleen has been asking me why I won't do a Yukon trip. And the word is out, Colleen and I are going to collaborate next year and do a Yukon trip together.
All-star, superstar, spectacular.
There you go.
Wow, how about that? All right, Rose, you back next week?
I am.
How about that? All right, thank you, Rose. And everything opens at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, 866-GO-FOX-GO or go foxworldtravel.com.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.